It's Rod here, Sean again. I got an email this morning that said this on-ramp was closed. Looks like it's open to me though. I just took an Uber request for $16. I gotta pick somebody up on Palmetto. Somebody named Renee. Now I have known both females and males named Renee. So this literally could be a male or a female. I have no idea. So I'm just going to go there. Right now it is 3 o'clock p.m. It is Friday, September 8th, 2024. I had some things that I had to do. So I went ahead and did them. But the weekend is coming up. So, I need to make a couple of dollars for the weekend anyway. The cool thing about Uber is that, I mean, the money that you get for drive from Uber is horrible. But the thing is that you can get at that money right now. And that is very important because that's the money that I need right now. I mean, you used to have to pay 50%. But, or 50 cents, now you have to pay 85 cents. And I thought that like hyperinflation was just like an American thing, but it's not. Hyperinflation is a global thing, well, I think anyway. I gave these riders a ride from St. Pete Beach to downtown Tampa, and on the way there, they told me that hyperinflation is rampant in the UK also. So whatever. They said that gas prices are huge, are way up, and they buy gas by the liter in the UK, not by the gallon. And I had these people from the UK, and they were using a calculator to figure it out, and they were paying like $8.87 a gallon for the cheap stuff. Those people from the UK, they were teachers. The guy was a teacher anyway. And he also said that their electricity bill has gone way up also. So whatever. So I'm going to go pick up this rider. And it's telling me to, you know, to get off at exit 228. This is the same way that I take to Pinellas County. So I'm going to go pick up this rider and take him, I think it's going to take him to Bradenton. I'm going to take him to Bradenton and then I'll get another ride. Maybe even another ride after that, who knows? So I think this rider is a female, but I don't know. It's a unisex name, so we will see. Driver app is showing that the pickup is very close to here. It's supposed to be right over these railroad tracks on the left. I think like right here. I'm not pulling the driver because I don't know for sure. It is a female. Is this Courtney? I'm just gonna find somewhere to park real quick.
I'm literally just gonna go in there and grab
somebody
off my car.
Cool. I'll be right here. Okay. Well, actually, I'll be in a parking spot.
Okay.
So Renee was going to the Walmart on State Road 70, not State Road 64. That's the road that I go, that's the Walmart that I go to all the time on State Road 64, not this one. I've been to this one. This is a multiple stop one. Now we're gone 6 minutes away. So she said she was just running in here real quick to get some cash. So I'll drive over here to get her. I guess hazard lights being something different over in Manatee County. It's crazy when you do these type of requests because, like, somebody could just go in the store and anything could happen when you're going through the checkout line, and that holds you up, ultimately. That holds the driver of an Uber up. Even though it's not any of the fault of the riders, it happens. Here she comes. Over here?
Yeah, right here.
Awesome. Thanks, Renee. Have a good one. Is this cool?
Yeah.